Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I want to thank Tony Campbell again, Deputy Director of Ohio County EMA EMS. Live exclusive interview. If you just joined the show here, you missed a great one. He gave a shout out to so many of the people here in the Valley who have been so incredibly helpful regarding the flash flooding tragedy, Tri-Delphia, Valley Grove, and parts of Wheeling. And boy, it's just absolutely amazing. So thank you again to Tony Campbell and Lou Vargo and all the great folks, all the other great folks who are part of this thing, this recovery effort. So it's been, by the way, getting ahead of myself, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri 3 days a week, live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network at the same time, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now, yet another new radio station signal, 94.9 FM. Yes, 94.9 FM is now part of this. Thank you. So we welcome all the 94.9 FM listeners. Thank you so much for listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5. Now on Thursdays and Fridays, you hear Dimitri Encore in Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network stations, which include 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show, our Facebook live stream. We stream our show every day on Facebook. I'll never understand why anybody cares. There's nothing to look at. It amazes me. Absolutely amazes me that you are watching me, that you have nothing better to do. Let's just watch Dimitri make a fool of himself, you know? It's amazing. We get not only hundreds, I mean, hundreds is like a, you know, a bad day. We get thousands of views with each show. And there's nothing to see. There's actually no show. It's just some idiot talking into a microphone. I got a mic flag here, Big Willie 105.5. We got our ECM Energy Services screen up here. We've got our state-of-the-art podcaster board. I got my red Sharpie and me. Now, if we have guests, that's a whole different discussion because I have the guest on the other side of the table here. I turn the state-of-the-art camera system that we have, which is my old iPad, so that you can see the guest. And now we've got something here. But until then, we got nothing. But thank you anyway for watching. Get a life, by the way. All right, so there's that. This phone number is going to be very, very important to you this morning if you care about pedophilia, if you care about Jeffrey Epstein, and frankly, if you care about President Donald Trump. I think he really let us down this time, and I mean bigly. We're going to do a semi-scientific survey here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5, and this is going to be the most important one we've ever done. 740-325-1490, that's 740-325-1490. We're not going to do it right now, but include this phone number in your phone. Make it one of your favorites. It's the Dimitri Hotline, 740-325-1490. Here's the question we're going to be asking a little bit later this morning, and your vote really does matter. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island? Yeah, you heard that right. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island? A lot of people think that President Trump, through Pam Blondie, the attorney general, is now stonewalling, protecting all the pedophiles. So because they're too rich and too powerful and too well connected to government, our government and also foreign governments, that they're just they're untouchable, including now, I guess, Prince Andrew as well. There are an awful lot of people in MAGA Nation, hardcore Trump lovers, hardcore Trump lovers who are furious with the attorney general. And again, she couldn't be doing any of this without President Trump's approval. Absolutely furious that the Trump administration, is now pretending the list doesn't exist, that nobody was raped on Epstein Island, no little girls, none of that stuff, no rich and powerful men flying there. It's just nothing to see here. We need to move on. MAGA Nation, much of MAGA Nation is furious. And I know I have an awful lot of MAGA Nation supporters on my show, listening to the show and all that. And I appreciate every listener, whether you support Trump or hate Trump or whatever. I appreciate every listener, except you. You're a pain in the neck sometimes. But other than you, everyone else is fine. But there are an awful lot of people who think that Donald Trump, President Trump, walks on water, that are furious. I mean, like their heads are ready to explode. They're so angry regarding him essentially protecting the pedophiles on Epstein Island. So we're going to do a semi-scientific survey, a phone survey. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. A little bit later this morning. Next. 1 month anniversary of the flash flood tragedy that washed away lives and houses and businesses and everything else you can imagine. The devastation caused by the flash flooding 1 month ago is just overwhelming. And I know the media is focusing on Texas and that flash flood tragedy, which is horrific, no question about it. And God bless those people, and they need whatever help they can get. But what about us? What about our flash flood victims? It's been a month now. All the paperwork was done within the first week, and we're still waiting for our three representatives in Washington, D.C. to actually come through for us. We're talking about two United States senators, Shelley Moore Capito, Jim Justice, and Congressman Riley Moore, who is the nephew of Shelley Moore Capito. The three of them have had a month now to show us what they can do, what kind of pull they have, what kind of influence they have to help one county that was devastated here in West Virginia. There is a math equation that pretty much sums all of this up. Again, we're still waiting for the disaster relief declaration to make individuals whole, to make businesses whole, to reimburse governments for all of their expenses and everything else regarding this terrible tragedy. It's a no-brainer. I've reduced it to a math equation. We have 1 month. We have one county. We have three representatives in Washington, D.C., two United States senators and a congressman. Three. Mm-hmm. Here, oh, Siri just thought I was talking to her. Shut up! Sorry. Siri can be very annoying sometimes, I got to tell you. Here's the math equation. One plus one plus three equals zero. That's the new math here in West Virginia. One plus one plus three equals zero. 1 month, one county, three representatives equals zero. One plus three equals zero. We're now starting our second month of this thing. What the hell have these people been up to? Shelley Moore Capito and Jim Justice, both United States senators. And Congressman Riley Moore. What the hell have they been doing for the past month? You read some of the stories, the puff pieces in the local, local newspapers and also TV stations. And these reporters are writing as if what these politicians are telling them is the truth. The politicians are saying, well, we're doing everything we can. we call, we flag something, we, you know, we're doing everything we can. Gee, a politician claiming that he can do, he's doing everything that he can. Gee, where have we heard that before? A politician claiming he's doing everything that he can do. And they take it at face value. The local media here just takes it at face value, saying, oh, that must be true because these politicians are telling us that, and politicians won't lie. That's how bad journalism is here in the Upper Ohio Valley, with one notable exception, obviously me. So what exactly are they doing? Are they telling us the truth? When Shelley Moore Capito says, well, I'm doing everything that I can do, we're doing everything we can. We're all over this. And Senator Jim Justice, we're doing everything. We're working really hard on this. And Congressman Riley Moore, working really hard. Hey, I found some extra money that $2 million. Look, I just found some extra money for us. Not for this, of course. The reporters here in the Valley, most of them utterly useless. And it's not because that they're bad people or anything like that. They aren't. But they get paid next to nothing. Most of them are children who get hired right out of college because they'll work for next to nothing. And I can't blame them. I would have done the same thing. Work for next to nothing. They have no experience. They're naive beyond belief. And they think that anytime a politician tells them something, that's what they need to write down and to not question it. Because, of course, politicians never lie, especially when they say, well, we're doing everything we can do. What else do you want us to do? And the reporters are going, again, they're typically children or people who have, going nowhere in life. And they just write it down because they're like stenographers. And then the stories are either broadcast or published saying, well, these three politicians, they're doing everything they can do because that's what they tell us. And we're supposed to take that at face value. Oh, yeah, they're doing everything because they said they're doing everything. Would Shelley Moore Capito ever lie about anything? Would Jim Justice ever lie about anything? Would Riley Moore ever lie about anything? So I thought to myself, maybe they are telling the truth, but then again, maybe not. How could I possibly know either way? I'm very skeptical. I don't take people at their word, typically, unless I've established a really good bond, a really good relationship with these people. But for the most part, I don't take people at their word, especially politicians, unless they have an exquisite track record of being honest and forthcoming with me. There are a few. There are a few that actually meet that criteria. One is that Kellich woman at the treasurer's office in Belmont County. Her information, her always being forthcoming, golden, absolutely golden. United States Senator Bernie Moreno, Ohio, has always been very forthcoming, very straightforward, golden. There are a few others that I can name, but I don't have enough time right now, coming up to a hard break, but they're very, very, very few. Suffice to say that United States Senator Shelley Moore Capito and United States Senator Jim Justice and Congressman Riley Moore are not in that group. So when they say, oh, yeah, we're doing everything we can and we've been doing everything that we could do for the last, month or so, we're doing everything. I thought to myself, is there a way to determine what exactly they've been doing? Because I don't take them at their word. And I think I figured out a way. And I think it's pretty much foolproof, even Dimitri proof. So I'm going to do that after this short break. And we're going to do this in real time. And you can even follow along if you like. I've actually figured out a way to determine what the hell these people have been up to. Have they really been giving it their all? 1 month anniversary. We're starting the second month of this tragedy. 9 lives swept away. Scores and scores and scores of homes either washed away or destroyed or partially destroyed. Businesses, firehouses, streets, people's lives, everything. Remember that math equation. 1 plus 1 plus 3 equals 0. 1 month, one county, three representatives in Washington, D.C., two United States senators and a congressman. 1 plus 1 plus these three equals 0. And now we're starting the second month. Unbelievable.